Dancing, exotic food in abundance, camaraderie, all in an ambassador's residence in Washington, D.C. But this is not a typical party. It is a fundraiser for the victims of Superstorm Sandy, which devastated coastal areas of the northeastern United States, particularly in New York and New Jersey. The scenes of destruction spurred Rosa Rai Jalal, the wife of the Indonesian ambassador to the United States, into action.
I saw the TV during and before the hurricane, and it's so devastated, and I feel like sense of deja vu, because, you know, Indonesia was hit by a huge earthquake in 2004, and that time all the international communities helped us, and I right away called my friends, let's do something to help them.
Good morning.
Jalal is president of the Muslim Women's Association in Washington and rallied fellow ambassador spouses and diplomats. They decided to highlight their different cultures for the benefit of U.S. storm victims.
You want a spicy?
No spice.
Guests paid $50 to attend the lunchtime benefit at the Indonesian ambassador's residence. All proceeds went to the American Red Cross, where Raquel Mata works.
And I think the title of this event says it all, Solidarity for Victims of Hurricane Sandy, because, you know, it doesn't have a face. We're all together and we're all unified in a cause that's affecting everybody.
It is that sense of unity that matters to Fatima Ajali, whose father is the Libyan ambassador to the United States.
Muslim people really care about our friends and the American people, and this is just us trying to do something to help them out.
125.
Guests bid on donated items as they explored the cultures of Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Egypt, Iraq, Indonesia, Libya, Tunisia, Turkey, Jordan, and the Palestinian territories.
I haven't been many of exposed to the Muslim countries, and this is a very good opportunity to see them and meet them and talk about it.
They also feasted on a vast array of Asian and Middle Eastern delights.
Hi, Regina. It's good to see you.
The combination of diversity and unity appealed to U.S. Deputy Chief of Protocol, Natalie Jones.
So many women and so many countries came together in such little time to unite around the victims of Hurricane Sandy, and they did this through the power of food and their cultures and traditions.
Jones praised the event as culinary diplomacy in action. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.
It's very good.
I was waiting for it.
Thank you.